everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. We've got a newbie lesson, and it's called Sold Out. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hello.
So sold out, usually those are disappointing words for me.
Yes,
something sold out.
For
unless
everyone.
Unless I'm giving a concert and I'm sold out.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, when we give our Spanish Pod, you know, tours.
Oh, definitely.
And we sell out stadiums. That's going to be awesome.
I know. In this case, we're talking about food.
Yeah, so...
Which is also a bummer. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're selling it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So our keyword is... Donas.
That sounds like donut.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Donut. Where did that? Is that like a word from ancient Rome or something?
No, come on. It's American.
That comes from the American word donut.
Yeah, but donut, I think, is too, you know, difficult for Spanish speaking to say it.
Okay.
It would be like donut. Like.
Yeah, why would you want to do that?
Exactly.
So sounds like donut. So
donas.
Donas. Okay, donas. It's plural, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I like those.
Let's listen donas. To a dialogue three times. Dialogue, first time.
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
Deme cinco.
Second time.
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
Deme cinco.
Third time.
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
Deme cinco.
All right, we're back. Let's do a translation.
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Do you have chocolate donuts?
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Do you have chocolate donuts?
¿Tiene donas de chocolate? Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
They're all out. There are glazed.
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
Fresh out. There's glazed.
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas. Deme cinco.
Give me five.
Deme cinco.
I'll take five.
Deme cinco.
Okay, that's give me five donuts, right?
Yeah.
Glazed donuts. It's not give me five like woohoo.
No.
No.
No, JP.
Okay. All right. Let's start at the beginning. This is kind of a disappointing dialogue, isn't it?
I know.
At least they get glazed ones. Anyway, so start at the beginning. Do you have chocolate donuts?
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Okay, let's start at the end. So what is that word for
chocolate?
Chocolate. Chocolate. That is a very important word.
Chocolate, chocolate de canela de canela. Have you heard that word?
Yes, I have.
We're going to put it in the comment section.
Okay. Excellent. Chocolate. And then how do you say chocolate donuts?
Donas de chocolate.
Now, donas is obviously the word for donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you linked it with this word de.
Yes.
Okay. Literally, that's of. So that would be donuts of chocolate.
Yes.
Lily, can I just say chocolate donas?
No.
No. We have to do it this way.
Yes. That's
donas
the way.
Donas de chocolate. Okay. And then do you have?
Tiene.
Tiene. That's just the verb tener.
That's right.
You have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking in the formal register here.
Yes.
So obviously we're talking to a shopkeeper that we're not familiar with.
It's a stranger, so you say, tiene donas de chocolate.
Tiene donas de chocolate. And the person says, they're all out, they're fresh out, they're sold out.
Están agotadas.
Están agotadas. Now, what's this first word, están?
Están is the verb, there are.
They are. Okay.
Yes.
So that's estar. In the third person plural, so they are.
Exactly.
Están, right?
Están.
Means they are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what is this adjective, agotadas?
Agotadas. Agotadas means sold out.
Sold out, right?
Yeah, when it's something, in this case, it's agotadas with A-S at mm-hmm. the end because it's feminine. It's talking about las donas.
Las donas, the donuts that are sold out.
Yes.
Okay, agotadas.
Agotadas.
Okay, so how do you say they're sold out?
Están agotadas.
All right. So then the shopkeeper offers an alternative, saying the glazed donuts.
Hay glaseadas.
So what's this word for glazed?
Glaseadas.
Glaseadas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, glaseadas. And then the word for there are.
Hay.
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 Okay, now that's a very special verb in Spanish. It just means it's these things exist,
yes.
Right? And in English, we have to say there is or there are. Right? But in Spanish, it's hay. So hay glaseadas. All right? And so the person says... Give me five, or I'll take five.
Deme cinco.
Deme cinco. Okay. So the word for five?
Cinco.
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 Okay. And then the first word of the sentence is gimme.
Deme.
Deme. Okay, now in Spanish it's one word, right?
Yes.
Deme, okay? But you can break it down into two parts, the give part and the me part.
Yes, it's darme.
Mm-hmm.
That is the verb give.
To give, right.
To give. Mm-hmm. So me, it's to me.
Okay.
So dame.
And why is it de instead of dar?
It's because he's talking to an stranger in usted form.
Okay.
So deme.
Deme. Yeah. All right. Deme cinco.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we hear it again?
Yes.
All right. Three more times.
Dialogue. First time.
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
Deme cinco.
Second time.
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
Deme cinco.
Third time.
¿Tiene donas de chocolate?
Están agotadas. Hay glaseadas.
Deme cinco.
Okay, we're back, and Lily, let's talk about desserts. Now, I'm not a big dessert eater because they're very bad for me, right? And I'm very health conscious and also diabetic. So I can't eat a lot of donas. But in Mexico, is there a big tradition of Mexican desserts?
Yes, there is. But, I mean, donuts is just part of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have our special own desserts.
Okay.
But it's very American.
Donuts obviously. Is American.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Very American.
You Mexicans like our sweets.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
No, we do. It's, you know, you have good sweets, but I mean, we also have great ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat as much. I don't like it. I like salty things.
Oh, you're not a sweet tooth.
No.
Okay.
But, you know, we have a lot of things from the States.
Okay.
So we have donuts.
Mm-hmm. Donuts.
We also have pie.
Pie. Oh, I've seen this in the window of like a restaurant. It says P-A-Y, pie.
Yes.
And it means pie.
Exactly.
Like apple pie, cherry pie.
Exactly. And also we have brownie.
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 That must be brownie.
Yes, brownie. But we call it brownie.
Brownie.
And then also we have sundae.
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 Do you spell it S-O-N-D-E-I, sundae?
No, we spell it S-U-N-D-A-E.
Oh, just like in English.
Exactly.
Okay, so pie is spelled P-A-Y, but sundae is spelled in English.
Uh-huh. It's the same.
Okay.
But the rest, I mean, cookie is not cookie. Okay,
okay, how do you say cookie?
Galleta.
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 Okay, that's the word for a cookie.
Yes.
And then you have words for cake and
exactly.
Other things.
The rest is different. Mm-hmm. But my favorite Mexican dessert is concha.
Concha.
Oh, yeah.
That means shell.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a dessert to me.
No, it's just the name of the bread, but it's just, I'm sure you've seen them. It's like this round bread, mm-hmm. and it has like spots of like sugar. Oh, it's so good. I hate this. Now I'm so hungry.
Oh, sorry, Lily. Well, you know what? We're going to have to put a picture on the comment section of our website.
We will. I'll look for one.
Okay, and then we can all look at it and be hungry.
Exactly.
All right, folks, go to the website, which is SpanishPod.com, and leave us your comments. We'd love to hear what you have to say. For now, we're out of here. Time to get some donuts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hasta luego.
Bye.